This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Welcome back to Afternoon Programming, episode 22. You know, I know I'm a day late, but that's okay. I'm still here now, and that's what matters. It's your boy. Oh, what's going on there, buddy? Hopefully y'all are having a good day. Hopefully everything's going good. It's the holidays, you know? Well, I mean, it's been the holidays. You know, we had Thanksgiving, and then now we had Christmas, and, you know, I mean, it's almost 2022. I'm recording this on December 22. So there's a lot of 22s in the building, but, you know, that's my favorite number. So maybe it was right that I basically decided to record this episode on my own, you know, just to do a little self-check-in, because stuff's crazy and, you know, getting guests. I have a few lined up that I'm just trying to plan out. So I don't know. And then, you know, I didn't know whether or not I was actually going to record this episode, but it is what it is. And I'm here now. So welcome. Hopefully y'all are having a good time. And hopefully, I mean, y'all are going to get this on a Thursday, which is the day before Christmas Eve. So hopefully y'all are with family and friends and, you know, y'all get to spend a holiday. Whether, you know, even if you don't, just have a good time with yourselves or just whatever. Here I am. Video, you know, I got a little kombucha beer just because I'm just trying to vibe out and chill. And life's been interesting, you know. Excuse me. Life's been really interesting, man. You know, I've been thinking about a lot of different things. This is going to be like the thoughts segment. THOUGHTS, thoughts, not the other thoughts. But the thoughts segment of the podcast. And I haven't had these. I've been thinking a lot to myself, just a lot about life and what's going on and social media and stuff like that. And it's very interesting. I was listening to an episode of Joe Rogan podcast. And yes, I do listen to Joe Rogan from time to time because he has interesting guests on there. But it's always interesting. I love hearing comedians talk. Comedians talk is probably one of the most interesting things to me in this world. It's kind of like the same feeling when I listen to people who are way more intelligent than me have a conversation about philosophy, theories, or things like that. It's just very interesting, you know. But they were having a conversation about social media and how detrimental it is to people, you know. And it's always interesting because that conversation to me always like kind of makes me creep in, like, it makes me like, you know, perk my ears up a little bit, like, okay, let's see what they're about to talk about. Let me hear what they're about to say. So the gist of the conversation, it was basically talking about how bad social media is for people, you know, and how detrimental it is to kids coming up and stuff like that. And it was really wild, but it brings an interesting perspective into humans. And when I say humans, I mean like, at the end of the day, of course, us humans created social media. We created this thing because of our advancement in technology. But after a while, at the end of the day, it kind of brings an interesting question of, well, if social media is so bad, where does the accountability fall on people who use it and talk about how bad it is? I hope that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's basically like, for example, like, we all know liquor is bad for us. It's bad for our body. It's just bad for our health. It's bad for us overall in the long run. But yet some of us, not all of us, but some of us still choose to drink liquor, get drunk, some even to the point, get blackout drunk. I've been there before. I was actually there a few days ago. This shit was weird. But we still choose to do it, you know? And it's not the liquor's fault that liquor is bad for me. I mean, we made it. We know that it's poison, essentially, but yet we still choose to consume it. And so it's very interesting when it comes to the talk of social media. Like, people always demonize social media. And I understand maybe, like, the algorithm, like, sometimes kind of feels like, you know, people sometimes argue, you know, I'm kind of split between this part where like people, they argue about the algorithm, like the algorithm is showing me more, is showing me these bad things or it's showing me more of this. But then sometimes I wonder if maybe it's showing people like things that kind of trigger them or maybe upset them because maybe they interact with that a lot or that gets a lot of interactions, you know? I guess it goes to the, like, you know, what is it? Like the things that are negative get a lot of interaction. So because of the interacting, they kind of get propelled up to the top, you know what I mean? Versus something positive. But I say all that to say, I'm getting lost in my conversation. Let me try to find myself. That it's always interesting when people, there's this like thing in life that I've noticed, and like my partner, like we've noticed it where, she actually might be the one that put me onto it, where sometimes humans don't like to take accountability for the things that they do that kind of affect their life. Like sometimes, for example, like people who kind of argue for social media, like, hey, this thing is bad, rather than being, I'm going to choose to uninstall this app. Rather than doing that, I'm going to choose to complain about it on the app or on another social media app that, you know, I'm going to try to find people that kind of think like me. And it's always interesting that rather than being like, you know what, maybe I should just chuck the deuce, duck out and get out. We kind of choose to, I guess, air our grievances, which I understand. I mean, everybody has the right to do that. But after a while, it kind of seems like, well, it kind of seems like either one, you're interacting or you're seeing things and liking them or commenting on things that trigger you, which then further causes the algorithm to give you more of that because it sees you interacting with that thing that's triggering you or that upsets you, versus you actually not interacting with it, ignoring it, or uninstalling the app to not see that anymore and taking yourself out of that equation. Now, whether or not that's right, I don't know. I really don't care. It's just an interesting thought. You know, it kind of makes you think of, you know, I guess it's that age old question of like, you know, the crazy is doing the same thing and expecting it over and over and expecting a different result. You know, that's kind of crazy. And I kind of feel like that's how algorithm is. I think somebody did a experiment once with YouTube where they were trying to see whether or not the algorithm was like purposely going to show them things that were like upset. You know, let's say politics, for example, if it's going to show them triggering things about politics. And what they did is they started a fresh account, and what they did was watch puppy videos on YouTube consistently. They always looked for puppy videos, or they had them on repeat, like a playlist of puppy videos, to see whether or not the algorithm would try to, you know, slide in some some triggering political stuff or religious things or whatever. But lo and behold, for YouTube, I don't know about Instagram, but for YouTube, the algorithm just kept wanting to show them puppy videos because the algorithm saw that they were interacting with it or that they watched it a lot, you know? And so it kind of, I don't know, man, it's interesting how us as humans, you know, I almost feel like us as humans, sometimes we want drama, like we want it or we need it, you know? And it's like, because it makes me think sometimes, which brings into another thought, and I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but you're in this episode already. But it brings to thought the interesting thing of like, I don't know if I'm very big on balance, but I don't know if we could ever have like a thing that's like one-sided all the way. For example, like people always talk about peace and like I'm all for peace and everything, but I don't know if that's realistic, if it's more so like having a balance of everything, which that's kind of like my belief, which lately I've actually been thinking about balance in life more so as not being even, if that makes sense, more so of like different points in our life, there's different types of balances. And so, I don't know where the fuck I'm going with this, but I say all that to say that sometimes, you know, we got to take accountability for social media, you know? But I understand though, the worries of, like social media with kids who are young. And it's like a tough thing because like, the way I think about it is like, man, it's hard to try to protect kids from certain things. Like, for example, like, you know, social media is very detrimental, especially for kids and that are young, like 13 and up or lower or whatever in that, developmental stage. It's very tough to try to keep them off of social media because, you know, they might have friends who have it and they might see things through there. It's kind of crazy when you really think about it. Kids have this phone that's basically a computer in their pocket that has access to the internet where they can actually see a lot of crazy and wild shit. It's kind of crazy that we've reached that point because growing up, me growing up as a kid, we didn't have that. I kind of was towards the tail end of before the cell phone era and the internet era. And so I kind of went outside and had fun with my friends every now and then. But I was also part of the beginning of the internet era where you kind of like, oh, shit, you know, what do you mean? I can log on the internet and talk to people in chat rooms where I can see all this crazy shit that goes on in the world. Prior to, I wouldn't have known on it, but you know, the internet brought a lot of good, but also had a lot of, you know, double-edged sword instances and shit. But I say all of that to say that sometimes, you know, we can complain all we want, but I think it's like, if we're trying to reach a point where we're trying to get things perfectly, like we're trying to protect everybody, I think that's unrealistic and that's not something that we should strive for or we should do. Because I don't think it's attainable. I might also be speaking as like a realist or pessimist. Thank you, partner. Thanks, B. A pessimist, but I mean, I guess that's the world that I live in, because I mean, I try to have a nice balance, whatever that is for me. But you know, there's a part of me that kind of sometimes feels like, you know, sometimes the kids need to see certain things in order to find balance. But that's my crazy way of thinking. It's kind of like the new age world of saying, you know, how back in the day, if you're not from back in the day, then hey, this is something they used to say, where, you know, when kids are trying to build up their immune systems, they would let them go play with other kids or play in the dirt, playing like dirty things to build up that immune system. They get sick, but then they get stronger. I don't know if that shit was true. But hey, I'm here. But you know, I don't know. It's interesting, because can you imagine? So imagine this: if you're coming from prior to technology and the cell phone era and the internet era before all that shit, can you imagine what shit's gonna be like in 20 years? Man, these kids today aren't gonna have shit on like the kids 20 years from now. I can only imagine what the fuck's gonna happen over there: aliens and all this other shit. You know. And, you know, a part of me kind of feels like sometimes maybe this is just the way of, this is how the shit is supposed to go, you know? But I don't know, but at the same time, though, there's a part of me that doesn't really care. There's a part of me that kind of like, man, let's just go with the flow. Let's deal the hand and see where the cards, you know, deal the deck and see where the cards, you know, lie, or whatever the fuck that phrase is. But, it's really interesting when people get passionate about things. Because like sometimes I guess it's the, I guess my partner would say the Aquarian, whatever it is, MB, whatever the fuck that means, the Aquarian, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about the part where I feel like I'm right. Sorry. Aquarian, contrarian, librarian, or whatever that is. The Aquarian, librarian, contrarian. I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, but I think we all have that in us where we sometimes feel like we're right. There's a few exceptions where, you know, some Buddhist monk or somebody who's very peaceful is like, no, I don't know anything and I choose not to know everything, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I lost my talking point. But sometimes, I guess, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, this is the way that things are supposed to go, you know, and this is the way that they will go. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. No, but yeah, it's just an interesting thought, and that I was like listening to people who are very passionate about things like this. It's so interesting because, you know, there's parts of me that kind of feel like, well, there's only so much we can do, but we should try to do everything that we could do. But then I also have the side of me that's like, well, how much is enough, you know? But I don't know, but I guess, you know, the people with bigger brains or, you know, that get paid more to handle that are going to figure that shit out. I'm just a regular person, or, you know, I'm my own special self or whatever. But anyway, it's the holidays. If you celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah, or if you don't celebrate anything at all, you know, I kind of like this time of year just because it gets colder and I love the cold. That might be my, Spaniard white side coming out. But I do enjoy the cold, 'cause I don't like to be hot. It's very interesting. This year doesn't actually feel like the holidays for me. I don't know if maybe that's the thing that happens when you get older, but you know, like it just doesn't feel Christmas to me, you know. But at the same time, maybe I'm a Grinch. I don't know. But excuse me. It's very interesting. This episode might not go for too long. you know, there's a lot of shit that I have to like see and a lot of stuff. You know, it's always at the end of the year here where, you know, I get reflective. And I feel like a lot of people do. They get reflective on the year that's passed. And they think about, wow, first, the one thing that everybody always said, wow, that year flew by. Okay, sure. It feels like it did. And then the next thing they think about is what they've done this year, or, you know, maybe if you're one of those people who kind of sets goals that they want to accomplish in the year. I kind of said, fuck it, you know, after the first month or two. And I was just like, I guess we'll see how this shit plays out. Cause you know, we're still in a pandemic. Are we still in a pandemic? I think we are. But anyway, you go through and you think about what's, you know, what you've done and what maybe hopefully what you plan to do in the next year. Whether that be, you know, lose weight, gain weight, travel places. Ooh, excuse me. Travel places, career goals and things like that. And when I really think about it, I don't think I had any goals this year. I'm actually trying to get out of that mindset because I realized talking to my homie Stolen Drums, he kind of said something that kind of clicked with me where, you know, when you're not to say that being goal oriented is a bad thing, but I know for me, it wasn't the best thing now that I look at it because, if you listen to that's the previous episode, episode 21 with Stolen Drums, sometimes when you're goal oriented, your whole objective is to accomplish a goal. And once when you're done with one goal, you're always looking for another goal. And his mindset that he kind of learned from, I can't remember where, was talking about kind of the goal is actually in, you know, enjoying the process. Cause once you're, or being in the process of, whatever you're doing, whether it's career or for his was making music, his goal was to always make music. So whenever I might be saying this shit wrong, but his goal was to always, you know, be making music. And, because his goal is to be in enjoying the process and doing the process, he's in a perpetual state of success, which is like, it was mind blowing to me. I was like, damn, bro, I didn't even think of that shit. What the fuck? That's crazy. And now I'm more so trying to aim to just enjoy the process and continue to do the things that I love and do more of that. And because I think that my life will be, I think in a mindset, I think I will be happier. Cause like, I think my whole life I've always had goals, but when I think back to it, it's kind of interesting. I always forget the things that I come, for example, that I always talk about. It's always one thing that I always mention is I went on tour. Like I went on tour. That was a goal of mine. But like, when I look back at it, like I had, sure, I think I had good moments, but for the most part, I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I should have enjoyed it. Sure, tour is work, but I also should have enjoyed it more. Shout out to my homie Dibs, man. That's like the homie. He's one of the homies who actually like made tour really fun. You know, not to say nobody else on the tour was like having fun or anything like that, but like I had a great time and like I laughed a lot. My goal is to always laugh a lot, like in life. I always want to be laughing. I always try to make myself laugh every day because if I'm laughing, I'm having a good time. But now from the day that I'm recording this episode to the future, I'm just trying to be in love with the process or enjoy being, or excuse me, just being in the process of things. Cause I think if that's the way, I think I'm going to be a lot happier with my career, with everything, with my relationship, with me and everything, you know? And so I just rambled for 19 minutes. Time flies just like this year. And so it's very, so that's the thing, you know, hopefully like, you know, if you haven't listened to, that Stolen Drums episode, man, I really, even though if you're not into music, like just hearing that conversation is pretty dope. Also, like the episode I did with my homie Uncle Dibs is pretty dope. Yeah, I don't know. This might be a short episode. Let me see. I mean, I do want to go see the movies. I'm actually about to go see me and my partner. We're about to go see Spider-Man, El Hombre El Hombre Araña, or I don't know how the fuck you say it in Spanish. Spider-Man. No. We're gonna go see that. Matrix just came out. Why is this trending on my Twitter? That's interesting. But anyway, The Matrix just came out. I haven't been hearing too great things, but I'm trying not to, you know, let that affect my viewing because I just want to view the house. I'm going to go see Spider-Man, enjoy the holidays, and then it's New Year's. You know, I'll probably come back with an episode or two. I think I got some guests coming up that I'm going to do, but I think I'm going to do a special episode where I talk about like some of my favorite shit from this year and then what I'm looking forward to in 2022. Cause I think 2022 is actually going to be my year. I'm claiming it now. My homie Ricky said, you better claim that shit. And so I'm claiming it cause 22 is my number. That's my favorite thing. I'm recording this December 22nd. I said that earlier, but I'm going to say it again. And I'm about to come up on the 22nd minute of talking, but, 22 is my favorite number. And I think it's, I know we always have a habit and a tendency to reflect on the negativity or the bad things because they're easier to see. But really, I don't think it's like, you know, watch me say this shit and then like a fucking comet or an asteroid is going to hit the earth. And then people are like, oh, you didn't see that coming. No, I didn't see it. But I think it can always be better. It's all about perspective. Perspective is key. Now, if you're sad, be sad and shit. Cry, get angry. Do everything. I always get angry every day. That's just who I am. And I've come to terms that that's who I am. Because it's just an emotion that I express very easily. Don't express... I express sadness pretty good. But anger is just very easy. I don't do it in a violent way. Or at least I don't think so. I get upset playing a video game. But other than that, I would say that. It can always, like, I hope for the best. You know, that things will continue to rise and grow and things will just get better. I thought I had more to talk about. hopefully, you know, things, like I said, y'all stay safe during these times. Why I say it like that? Stay safe, man. This is going to be a short episode. I'm going to probably cut it here in a minute. But enjoy the holidays if you celebrate the holidays. Enjoy the rest of this month if you don't celebrate the holidays. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. And yeah, other than that, man, that's gonna be a short episode. I catch y'all on the next one. Peace.